The Gemara says on Daf Kuf and Dalim and Alf on the bottom brings down a Esav Rabbi Yochanan Reb Shimon Lakish Ma'aseh b'bnei Brak b'echad shemarcha b'nechse abba v'meis Bo b'nei mishracha v'yiru elayim akatan her b'shas misa Bo b'shas v'mekiva ma'alabakke v'chulei. That's the whole Ma'aseh the Gemara brings down. So in the words Ma'aseh b'bnei Brak, the Rishvam says b'bnei Brak, it's like the Rishvam makam. B'nei Brak is a makam. And the question is, what's the chiddush of the Rishvam? We all know b'nei Brak is a makam. Why does he have to tell us that b'nei Brak is a makam? What else is it going to be? And the Pasha says, I thought that the Rishvam is Bavani. Maybe there would be another way to read this over here, that Bnei Brak is not a makam, but maybe it's Maisa b'Bnei Barak. Maybe there's a person whose name was Barak, and this Maisa happened with his children. So it's Maisa b'Bnei Barak, the children of Barak. That one of them died, one of them was Machan Nechse Aviv, and then Mace. And that's how you could read the Maisa. The Rishvam is saying, no, that's not the pshat. The Maisa actually happened in Bnei Brak. And I found in the Emes Yaakov over here from Yaakov Kamenetsky, Taka asks his Kasha, what's the Rishvam coming to Bavarni and Imamish? Says his pshat. He asks. He says, "O davar matmiya shehutzach Hashvam lefarish b'nei Brak u'shem makam v'loy shem zim afursim u'magado shalol paisach." We all know from the Agada, Ma'aseh b'Azim Nazari v'Beshua, they're mesubim b'nei Brak. Obviously, it's a makam. So why does Hashvam have to say over here that it's a makam? And the answer is, it's arichlem u'shem sheni yucham lefarish. Ma'aseh b'Avadim shel Brak shaya echem em meicher b'nechzei Barak avu v'meis. So he says his pshat. Maybe you could say that it means b'nei Brak, the children of Barak, and therefore the Rishvam is saying that's not the pshat. It means the makam of b'nei Brak. But I think maybe you could say a little bit of a different teretz. I'll pee a Yehudah Kakasha, the Achronim Asim, our Tzchiyah, since in Hedon and Daflam, Bez and Bez. That's a Kasha, and that Mais in the Haggadah, we say Mais Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Shua, Rebbe Lezer Mazar, Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Tamish, Rebbe Sum, Rebbe Nebrak. So yeah, so we know the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the Makam of Rebbe Eliezer was in Lud, Acher Rebbe Eliezer Le Lud. That was his Makam. And Rebbe Eliezer himself says in the Gemara in Sukkah that Meshabach and Yisat Zlanim, that don't leave their house on Yom Tov. He held you're not supposed to leave your house on Yom Tov, you should remain where you are. So if his makam was Lud and he's not supposed to leave his house, so how could Rabbi Eliezer be in Bnei Brak on Yom Tov? Lachar is going connected his own shita. You're not supposed to leave your city. You should be in Lud and not in Bnei Brak. As a fact, the Maris Chias. And I once heard a teretz of this kasha based on a Gvaldik Echidosh from the Barbanel. The Barbanel, in his Pirush on the Haggadah, he says, he's not saying it because of this kasha. He stam says that the word Bnei Brak over here does not mean a makam, but Bnei Brak means that they're sitting on kalim noyim u'mavrikim. They're sitting on beautiful kalim that were shining kalim, like you're supposed to have on Pesach, beautiful kalim. You bring out your best kalim. That's what it means. But bnei brak, kalim, they were maverick. The word bnei, he learns, is the dvarim. They were nivna from barak, things that were built by even hamaverick. And that's what he touches the word bnei brak. The bnei brak means they were sitting on kalim yafim. Nothing to do with the makam, nothing to do with the place. And if you that, the kasher is miyoshev from the martzchias. Nevada, they were not in bnei brak. They could have been in Lod. They could be anywhere. Just means they're a mesubin on these kalim noyim, like you're supposed to do the lel hasedim. So lefi that, I think you could answer Yaakov's kashim a little bit better, that the fact that it says Bnei Brak in the Haggadah is no raya that Bnei Brak is a makam. Fakert, it's not a makam over there. It means kalim noyim u'mavrikim. So mail over here, the Hashem is saying, no, over here in Abad, means a makam. This is a makam of Bnei Brak, not like the Bnei Brak in the Haggadah, and that kufa could be what the Meshbam is coming to Bavar.